Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the High Altitude Mentorship Show with JT DeVolt. JT is an international success coach, inspirational speaker, and award-winning author of Flight Plan to Success. JT worked his way up through the ranks from enlisted aircraft mechanic to combat-decorated naval aviator. And he's here to give you the success strategies for better focus, clarity, and mental toughness to accomplish your missions in business and life. And now, here's your host, JT. DeVolt.
Hello, my friends. JT DeVolt with you today for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Live. And you know what that means? It's time to come together and talk about leadership, entrepreneurship, and living the high-performance, high-altitude life. And I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining me here each and every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Brought to you, as always, of course, by flywithjt.com. That is flywithjt.com, where you can go and download a complimentary copy of my award-winning book, Flight Plan to Success, as well as stay connected to everything that's going on in the high-altitude community. Lots of awesome stuff coming down the route, coming down the pike, so you want to pay close attention to that. How committed are you to your career, to your business, to your life, to your fitness, your health? How committed are you to your relationships, your marriage, your kids, whatever it is? How committed are you to your success and to your results? How much do you feel connected to that purpose and that commitment on a daily basis? These are tough, challenging questions at times. You know, there are times when we feel 100% committed to what we do, and then other times when we don't. And what's interesting about that is that that commitment level, depending on where it is, will absolutely positively dictate how high, fast, and far you fly in your business and in your life. It's interesting to me because I'm actually coming to you from a remote. I'm actually not in the home studio like I normally am when I do the show live. I am actually in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I literally just got off stage, been speaking for a couple of hours here to an entrepreneurial group and talking about flight plan to success and flight school to success and really the five elements that it requires to get the guaranteed results, right? To get the results in life that you know if you did the right actions in the right place, you would get the results. It's difficult to make that kind of a claim. It's difficult to know and have that certainty and that knowing that you can and will succeed and get the results you want. But I can tell you that there's a million different strategies out there, and there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, tremendous thought leaders and experts and people that have done some hard work, done the grunt work, if you will, the grind, to develop awesome courses and programs. Flight School to Success is just one of those. All of the great content in the world means nothing if you don't apply it. I was doing a podcast the other day for a small group of folks that I talked to, and we were having this discussion about changing lives, right? There's a really great personal development speaker by the name of Larry Wingate. They call him the Pitbull of personal development. Go check him out. I enjoy Larry. He's a bit polarizing, but I get his style. I appreciate it. And one thing he said the other day that I thought was awesome was he said, I can't change lives, you know. It's not my job to change somebody's life any more than it's, you know, I don't get credit if somebody's successful as a result of reading my books or listening to my talks any more than I get to take the hit or the rap for when they screw up. And he's right. It's up to that person to commit to whatever side of the ledger they want to be on. To commit to being awesome or to commit to being mediocre is entirely up to them. But it's a commitment either way. If you look at your life, if you look at your results, it's a direct reflection of the level of commitment you have in the certain areas. If you have an exceptional health, if you're exceptionally fit, then it shows that you have a commitment to your health and your fitness. If you have a strong marriage or a strong relationship with whomever, even a relationship with God or whomever you pray to, it shows up in your commitment. Your commitment to that shows up in your life. If you make great money in your business, if you've got a successful career, whatever that thing looks like, that is an indication of the level of commitment you have to that particular thing. So it's really important. The challenge is that a lot of people don't feel that level of commitment. They're not quite dialed in, right? And so we'll look at places in dissatisfaction. We'll look in places in frustration and say, you know, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more money. As I was speaking to this audience today, I couldn't help but notice the people in the room that were particularly moved by the story about how I overcame 6 different rejections from the U.S. Navy and how I overcame a lot of stuff to become a Navy pilot. Now, none of them have any aspirations to fly. None of them have any aspirations to even serve in the military, and yet I could see the emotion in their eyes. And they came up to me afterwards and said, man, that was awesome. What's interesting is it's not that it's awesome, it's that they related to it, because on some level, on some capacity, they know that that level of commitment is what you have to succeed. The story about overcoming the odds and getting my wings is neither here nor there. I mean, it's great, but what does it mean to you, right? Unless you really want to go fly in the U.S. Navy, probably it means something tangential. It's not that direct one-to-one relation, right? It typically means, hey, I know I've got this dream, maybe it's a business, maybe it's whatever, and I've got to commit myself 100% to it, and I just saw a guy do that. And that's one thing I love. That's the example I like to set, and hopefully the example that others will follow. Today I want to talk to you about how you can create that level of commitment in yourself, in your business, in your life, whatever it is that you want to take to that next level. The first part of being committed is you have to commit to something bigger than yourself. If you commit to something bigger than yourself, it takes a lot of that personal kind of weirdness out of it, right? You commit to your family, you commit to your team, you commit to your employees, you commit to your clients and your customers. One of the most important commitments you can make is to something bigger than yourself, a cause that's even bigger than you. Here's the interesting part about that, is it's easier, actually, to commit to something bigger than yourself because we don't feel like we have this personal sort of agenda to it, right? If we're there to help other people, doesn't it feel a lot better than trying to help ourselves? Not that helping yourself's a bad thing, by the way. It's a great thing. But the thing that has more staying power, the thing that brings more, you know, a more solid sense of commitment to it is when we commit to something bigger than ourselves. The Navy SEALs train this. U.S. military aviators commit to it. Anybody who's ever done something for a bigger cause, a greater cause, knows this. Sports teams, that's why I love athletes. Typically, even if they're a solo sport like golf, they're playing for something bigger than themselves. So you got to commit to something bigger than yourself. The second thing is you have to decide that if you don't commit, somebody else will, right? If you don't step up and do your thing, somebody's going to jump in there. I remember in the early days, before Flight School to Success was created and Flight Plan was kind of floundering, I had written it. It was in its first, first edition, if you will. And it was doing okay, but it wasn't doing what I thought I wanted it to do. And I kept saying, you know, one of these days I'm going to do this. One of these days I'm going to do that. One of these days I'm going to start a program, a coaching program. And what I found was another speaker with a military aviation background created something called Flight Plan to Success Coaching. And it jarred me. I was really upset and frustrated and angry at first. But since then, that person has discontinued that service and they don't do it anymore. But it was a wake-up call. I was like, man, I'm not committed enough because somebody else almost took that. They didn't steal it from me. They just took it. They didn't know me from, you know, the tree in the backyard. And now all of a sudden, they had stepped in. It was a warning shot across the bow, and I vowed I would never let that happen again. You have to have that level of commitment to your dreams, to your goals, to your aspirations, because if you don't, somebody else will. Somebody else will invariably step up and step in. And you don't want to lose your place in line. I don't say this from a place of scarcity because I believe there's enough for all of us. But that is your thing. That's your dream. If you don't commit to it, somebody else will. The next aspect to commitment is you got to do what you 100% believe in. Here's the challenge. A lot of times people come to me and they go, hey, I want to build this business and I want to scale it. I want to make $1 million. I want to make $5 million. I want to make whatever. But the question that I have to get to the root of is, well, what are you really committed to? Like, what are you willing to do 100%? They're not willing to do this. They're not willing to do that. They'll go through an entire laundry list of all the stuff they don't want to do or are unwilling to do. But until they get crystal clarity on what they're willing to 100% commit to, the results are going to flounder. It just is what it is. That's life. If you want to be 100% committed, you have to clearly define with 100% clarity exactly what you're willing to do, exactly what you're willing to pour yourself into. When you start a business, you have to say, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this for life. Now, the products may change over time, our clientele may change, the market may shift, may do all kinds of weird things. We may not be doing exactly what we're doing in the form we're doing it now 5 years from now, but I'm willing to commit the rest of my life to this, even if my life is only 5 weeks long, even if my life is 95 years long. Doesn't matter. I'm willing to stay here for the rest of it. Now, that's a level of commitment that most people lack. You got to do what you believe in 100% and what you're willing to do for life.
The next level of commitment, and the next thing that helps you up your level of commitment, is to stop overthinking it. I find that people, you know, they'll feel like they need all kinds of data points. They feel like they need to have all the I's dotted and T's crossed before they commit. When in fact, the thing that they really want to do, if they just felt it in their heart, they'd be off to the races and they'd stop losing time, money, and all the other stuff that goes along with overthinking. The challenge that we have right now is we are information overloaded. And so it's very easy to overthink, but it's actually more detrimental to overthink now than it was even 5 or 10 years ago, even 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago, you could get away with overthinking things. You could say, hey, I need some time to think and process this. But if you stop to think and process, the only thing you get more of is more stuff to think and process, think about and process, right? More information overload. I'm not saying fly by the seat of your pants. I'm saying trust your gut more. I'm saying stop overthinking things. And go with the flow. Make a few mistakes. Scratch the paint. Ding the sheet metal. Do whatever it takes, but get out there and stop overthinking it. The next part is you got to have some form of a plan. Now, in the military, we call it a tactical action plan, right? We knew what tactics we had to apply. We knew what our outcome was. You can call it whatever you want. I personally call it the flight plan to success, right? Where we plan out from start to finish, working our way backwards, and we come up with those 5 to 10 critical steps that you have to execute on. It's a process. I love working with clients on it. It's awesome. It's fun, and it's very rewarding because the results come. But that's the thing you have to have in place is you have to have a tactical action plan, something that you can hang your hat on, something that you can say, this is how I'm going to operate. This is my daily method of operation. Sometimes that's what people call it in business, a daily method of operation. Sometimes they call it an income or a result-producing activity. They put a series of those together, and pretty soon you start having a productive day, week, month, and pretty soon you turn your entire business on its ear, and it becomes a lot easier to commit to because you have some structure to hang yourself on, to hang your hat on. But with no structure, you just sort of flow, right? It becomes this sort of Morpheus thing where you're just sort of like flowing through and out. You know, it's like a very nebulous. So you have to have some sort of a tactical plan in place, tactical action plan. The next part is there's a question that you have to answer, a question that you got that only you can answer for yourself. Here's the question, and it's very deeply personal. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up for this thing? You know, in marriage, you got to give up the single life. Can't be staying out late at night, coming in at whatever hour. In business, it's pretty much the same thing. It's almost like being married, right? We can't afford to do those things that we used to be able to do. The rules are different when you want to be successful. The rules are different for high performers than it is for everybody else. So you have to get resolute and clear on what you're willing to sacrifice. Because if you get clear on that and you make that agreement with yourself, that contract with yourself, suddenly what happens is that the level of commitment goes up and the desire to commit goes way through the roof. It's not a challenge. It's not a struggle. It doesn't feel like hard work. After that question, the next part, the final part to this is you got to train the quit out, right? A lot of times people say, hey, man, I really struggle with this. I failed in the past. I don't want to fail again. That's fine. There's only two ways you can fail. One is to never start in the first place, and that's typically due to commitment. And the other one is definitely due to commitment, and that's quitting. So you have to train the quit out of you. You have to train it out of yourself. What does that mean? It means you have to make success and follow through a habit by doing it every single day. Doing things even when you don't feel like it. Doing it when your friends are tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, let's go out and party. When you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like it. When you're tired, when it's cold out, whatever it is. You do that thing, but you train the quit out of yourself. How do you do that? You put yourself in those positions all the time. You don't stop living life. You don't sequester yourself into a, you know, airtight box. Soundproof box, you get out and you live life and you put yourself in those situations where your commitment level does get tested. You got to train the quit out of yourself, and that's what will boost and increase your level of commitment in your business and life. These things are all essential, my friend. If you want to have a high-performance business and a high-performance life, it's all there for you, absolutely, 100%. But what's interesting is you have to have that level of commitment. You have to know that even after you've had a long day where you've put out and you've got almost no energy left, you got to find that last piece to deliver you the best stuff you can, if that's what it requires. You got to know that sometimes the rain's going to rain and the sun's going to shine and it's going to do whatever it does, but that doesn't dictate how you show up and deliver. You show up and deliver regardless of what the environment brings you, whatever the marketplace brings you, whatever anybody brings you. You commit to something bigger than yourself. You commit now or somebody else will. realize you don't have to be perfect. You just got to be awesome. You just got to go out there and do what you can do on a daily basis. Do what you believe 100% in. Stop overthinking it. Develop a tactical action plan, something that you can rely on, lean on, even use as your security blanket if necessary. And answer that all-important question. What are you willing to sacrifice to make this thing happen? And then pour yourself into that. Train the quit out of yourself by making success and follow-through a habit, and commitment will never be an issue again. One great joy that I have as a high-performance coach is working with those people that are doggedly pursuing success, who are 100% committed to success, because there's no way they can fail when they have that level of commitment. It's my job, my responsibility, to help them get there sooner, more efficiently, and that's fun. That's a great challenge. But if I'm 100% committed and they're only in at 80%, it's a challenge. If they're in at 100% and I'm only in at 80%, it's a challenge. That's why it has to have that synergy. You have to be willing to come to life with 100% commitment, and life will respond in kind. If you come at life at 70%, life's probably going to give you 70%. It's up to you. You have to decide, and you have to decide today, and you have to decide every day. It's the most important commitment you can make is that decision that you're going to commit and you're going to go all in, especially on those dreams and goals that you have for your missions in business and life. My friends, the show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you each and every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern here on the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Get yourself over to flywithjt.com right now and download a complimentary copy of Flight Plan to Success. Stay tuned for more information. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you next week. We'll